Dear listeners, we greet you very warmly from the tent of God among the people for all the nations of this earth. The Ark of the Covenant of the Free Spirit is located in the tent of God, the shelter of the eternal Word of God in its pure and unadulterated form. The truth, which is contained in the eternal Word of God, has been given throughout the millennia by all the prophets of God, from Abraham until Gabriele in our time, through whom the kingdom of God reveals the eternal word of the all-one God once again. Today, we would like to continue reading from the book entitled God Heals by Gabriele, the teaching prophetess and emissary of God in our time. Gabriele writes, "If a person wishes to live in a healthy way, he has to see and experience God in all things. The person has to apply the cosmic laws of selfless love, peace, and harmony. He has to see the pure, the beauty, the goodness, and noble in all life forms, and have respect for all life. The person should not only talk about life, about God, saying this or that must be done to attain a better world. Each one is called upon to begin with himself first. If the person learns to change his way of thinking, to think and live in a lawful way, he will raise his radiation. He will fashion his life in a divine way. He will cease to think in a negative and destructive way, thus building it up, but will keep peace with his neighbor, with the earth, and the nature kingdoms. Peace can come only from the person himself, from each one, if he strives to think and live selflessly and to have respect for life. Every person has a determining effect not only on his own life and that of his fellow man, but also on the earth and on everything the earth brings forth. Thus, everyone is responsible for himself, for his thoughts and actions, and beyond that, for all people, for the dwelling planet Earth and its atmosphere."
Gabriele explains further, "This does not mean that my neighbor should change, or that church and state have to change. Each one has to change himself. Only then will we radiate positive and upbuilding powers, and in community with many like-minded people, positively affect our fellow human beings who still stand in the shadow of materialistic thinking. In this way, we will also affect the earth of which we are a part." Jesus said, "Whatever you have done to the least of my brothers, you have done to me." God is everything in all things. Therefore, whatever we inflict on our neighbor or on the kingdoms of nature falls back on us. If we want the vibration of the structure of our soul and body to be raised, we also have to let ourselves be raised by changing our mindset. If we feel, think, speak, and act positively, if we begin to lead a selfless life, to respect our neighbor, to love him and do good to him, to cherish the life on earth and the nature kingdoms, then, with the help of the power of Christ, we will become refined in our vibration and raise ourselves. The power of God, the finest radiation, will radiate to us more and more. It will raise our soul and strengthen our cells, organs, muscles, glands, and hormones. Indeed, it will bring our entire organism into a higher radiation. If higher forces radiate through us in this way and guide us, we gain ever more distance from the base negative vibrations. Our positive and high soul and body radiation then has a positive effect on natural healing remedies and medications. Through this, it will also be possible for us to protect ourselves against many of the dangers that will afflict many people and even the earth itself.
Gabriele continues, in this way, the new humanity will emerge. The positive will rise out of the negative. Out of a humanity that is focused on the transitory, on matter, emerges the spiritual humanity of God-conscious people. The Savior, in all need and danger, is the highest radiation, God in us. Therefore, in the future it must be, if you want to escape the greatest dangers, if you want to attain healing via the Spirit, if you want to find freedom from anxiety and compulsions, then the watchword that brings you the solution shall be, nearer, my God, to you. We want to draw closer to God. Therefore, let us begin right away. Let waves of gratitude to God and friendliness to all people vibrate through our inner being. Instead of complaining about our illnesses, let us try to develop feelings of gratitude toward God and friendliness toward our fellow people. With gratitude and friendliness, the tensions in our soul decrease, and our physical resistance grows because higher vibrations flood increasingly through us. Thus, we must strive to raise our consciousness to a higher spiritual level, to the fine, high radiation of God, by living a pure life, through prayer and meditation, with positive thoughts and actions. Then, even the external manifestations of illness will change, and we will bring light into the light poor lives of many people. If we live under self-control and actualization, and our consciousness develops correctly, it will guide us, for example, to a physician who will do what is right for us. On another occasion, it may show us the way to recovery without our having to consult a physician. A highly developed consciousness can also take us safely past a danger zone where a great disaster is about to happen. Or a developed consciousness in which the eternal power of Christ is increasingly effective causes us to change our plans and preparations in such a way that we or others are protected from harm.
Gabriele writes in her book, God Heals. If our consciousness vibrates in the consciousness of God, in the fine radiation, it is possible for God to lead us according to his laws. The high consciousness is then the guide of our life in all things, both great and small. If, for example, we are offered a choice of food, we will have no appetite for any food that is not beneficial to our constitution or even contains harmful substances, that is, poison. So it depends entirely on us, on our own feelings, thoughts, and actions. We have to bring our true self into accord with the entire universe. Then guidance will be given to us through the power of God, through the power of Christ. We attain health and well-being and find our way into the protecting and fine radiation of God. Gabriele reminds us that we are children of God, that we have in us the source of strength and health, and that we have to banish negative thoughts from our consciousness. She explains, "The image of illness, problems, fears, worries, and need has to disappear from our thoughts. We should put all our efforts into no longer regarding these human aspects, like illness, for example, as something that needs to be cured. In our thoughts and beliefs, we imagine that illness and other evils do not exist. Instead of being fixated on illness, worries, difficulties, problems, and the like, we affirm health, joy, harmony, contentment, and happiness. Regardless of the way things may appear, regardless of how bad an illness or infection seems to be, we should take time to meditate on the perfect power of God, on the fine radiation, the reality lying behind the shadows of illness, pain, need, and worry. By doing this, we come into a higher vibration, a finer vibration. The symptoms of illness will then change according to this vibration. According to his true being, each one of us is a bearer of the divine life, a child of the All Highest. By origin, we are divine. The fullness of our true being is health, peace, and happiness."
Gabriele continues, "Let us meditate on the following words. We are children of God who have the entire fullness of infinity, health, peace, and happiness. Thus, we should turn to God, the eternal power and fullness. We should not talk about our illnesses and blows of fate. We should not complain or think about which medicine we could try out today. Just as we turn to illness and its causes, in the same way, we contribute to the appearance of new symptoms and the formation of further germs. We have to refuse to allow such negative concepts to penetrate our consciousness at all. As soon as we have eliminated these errors, the perfect state of reality can appear, since we are, indeed, in possession of our true self. We are, at every moment, children of God. We have to eliminate every existing negativity so that the life force can be effective, nor may there be any hatred in our life. Our neighbor should be both a friend and brother to us. We have to eliminate every anxious emotion. Then we attain a state of peace. In peace, both soul and person are healed. Just as material bodies are subject to the laws of gravity when they fall, so does the law of attraction apply to our world of thoughts. Let us clearly realize that illness is nothing more than the manifestation of our thoughts. What we attract through our thoughts falls right into us, as it were, since the same or similar things are already present in us. As the saying goes, like attracts like. What actually is illness? It can be compared with clouds. Water vapor rises from the earth's surface and condenses into cloud formations. These clouds block our view of the sun. In a similar way, causes rise from within our soul as effects, manifesting themselves in us as illness. Our nervous system becomes tense. As a result of this, the spiritual power, which is a helping, healing, and upbuilding power, decreases.
Gabriele explains to us, let us recognize that no matter how much the spiritual sun, the eternal spirit, may be concealed from us by the clouds, the sun itself, the spirit, is not affected by this. The clouds form an envelopment around the soul, a veil. The spirit itself, however, is untouched by this. Illness is based on wrong thinking. Whatever we think takes on form because every thought is energy. The formation of thoughts, that is, the sum of our thoughts, has an effect on soul and body. If we are afraid of illness, we are affirming it. If we talk about illness, we are affirming it. Thus, we create a thought complex called illness. If we know that no energy is lost, and yet we emit illness-related energies by being afraid and talking about illnesses, we attract back to us what we sent out. It gains influence over us. We burden our soul and body. We become ill. Thus, we can say that our illnesses are manifested thoughts, our own thoughts, not those of our neighbor. If we are afraid of viruses and harmful bacteria, we attract viruses and harmful bacteria. If we are afraid of what they could trigger, they gain influence over us and have the same or similar effect on our bodies. Whatever we are afraid of becomes reality in us. Fears and worries are a lack of trust in God, and a lack of trust in God means that there is little spiritual energy flowing through us. If we strengthen our fears and worries all the more by affirming these worries, then the spiritual energy decreases even more, so that we lack energy. This means either that we are low in energy or become increasingly so, depending on how often we brood over our worries or think about our illnesses. A lack of spiritual energy is a weakening of soul and body. The result is that the very thing we are afraid of gains influence over us.
Gabriele continues, we infect ourselves with our own fearful thoughts and worries, with our own thoughts of illness, misery, and blows of fate. If we are afraid of viruses and harmful bacteria, we attract them and can thus infect ourselves with them. Illness is based on wrong thinking. Sooner or later, we have to understand and learn that we are children of God, cosmic beings. God created our innermost being, our spirit body, absolutely pure and free. God knows no illness. He is absolute. If we came forth from Him as pure beings, then we are, in God, absolute, that is, pure, free, and thus perfect. If we step out of the absoluteness, out of the absolute law of love and harmony, then we shape our life. All of us have stepped out of the law of God and still do so through our wrong thinking and acting. Our wrong thought patterns have an effect on us. They shape and mark us. This means that we become our own thought pattern. Our thought patterns can be the most varied kinds of fears and worries. Fear of an illness provokes the symptoms of that illness around and then in us. it developed because we stepped out of the absoluteness with wrong thinking. In the spirit, there is no illness. Therefore, we must have created it ourselves. The false symptom is our nature. It is a thought complex manifested in our body. This thought complex affects us in direct proportion to the way we make it possible for it to do so by continually thinking about illness and by our own fear of illness. Dear listeners, we have come to the end of our reading for today from the book God Heals, written by Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. It is a book with many suggestions and advice for all of us and for our everyday life. If you would like to, tune in again for the next reading from the Tent of God Among the People for all the nations of this earth. Until then, greetings in God.